Proverbs 15:18 says, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." I can sit here and think of people who fit both of these descriptions, and I can tell you that those who fit the bill as a wrathful man or woman stirring up strife are miserable, unhappy people. And we discussed such people in some detail in our previous proverb devotional. But the happier people that I know are those who are slow to anger, and they do more to appease strife than to stir it up. Such people are normally also the type who are not proud. They're not arrogant or full of envy. They aren't the type who are self-centered and only about themselves. But the wrathful, unhappy type of person causes strife in order to tear down those whom they envy. The Bible tells us that there's a definite connection between those who envy what others have and those who cause strife. In James 3:16, it says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." And then you'll see that at the root of the person full of envy and strife is pride. It's interesting that Paul describes false teachers this way in 1 Timothy 6:3 and 4. "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings," and so forth. Study that text closely and you'll see the amazing connection God's Word gives between strife and those who are full of envy, those who are proud, and those who pervert the words of God. So when you see someone controlled by anger and causing strife, you can be assured that you're looking at a proud, self-centered, envious person who perverts biblical teaching in his own mind, and if he teaches others, he's a false teacher. On the contrary, we're told in Philippians 2:3, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." Such a mindset will produce the opposite of strife. He that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Now, we always want to be careful to make sure we're clear on the fact that anger is not a sin unless it's sinful. For example, in Matthew 5:22, Jesus says, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." So obviously, if there is a cause and you become angry, it's not a sin. Sadly, the corrupt new versions of the Bible, including the NIV, ESV, and the Christian Standard Bible, corrupt God's Word, and this very text in Matthew 5:22, they change the words of Jesus so that he simply says, "But I tell you, everyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be subject to judgment." These horrible new versions made by proud, arrogant people who dare change God's words make Jesus say that you're in danger of the judgment for simply being angry with someone, period. But Jesus said it was only a sin if you are angry without a cause. Then the same corrupt Bible versions say in Mark 3:5 about Jesus, after looking around at them with anger, he was grieved at the hardness of their hearts. So according to these new versions, Jesus is in danger of judgment because he was angry with people. But the real Bible says that Jesus had a cause to be angry and therefore did not sin. So the bottom line for God's children is, use the King James Bible to avoid false teaching found in these new corrupt versions of the Bible. You might note they also even added to God's Word when they said brother or sister. And be humble and content under the control of God's Word and His Spirit, and you'll not be a source for strife, and you will be happy in Jesus. As Jesus said in John 13:17, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them."